So after whatever kind of day it's been, whether it's early in the day for you or late or somewhere in the middle, you arrive in this moment's intimacy as a kind of fresh, even surprising unfolding. How did I get here? Every time we come to stillness and meditation is brand new. You've trained for this if you've been practicing meditation, but this moment is wildly, unpredictably new. Of course, this is always true. Maybe meditation just means we turn our attention toward knowing it more deeply. Find the body in something like stillness. Whatever we think stillness is, whether it's seated or standing or lying down, what stillness means is we're not following impulse into volitional movement, moving the limbs, moving the musculature. But we're always in the small dance of balance if we're upright. We're in the wave dance of breathing and the pulsing of the cranial wave, the heart. We are pulsing with liquid and movement and heat all the time. And so stillness really means setting down the action plan. We take a posture of listening through the whole body. This can be the entire instruction. As I relax the face, letting go of the impulse toward expression, connecting, being someone for others. Letting go through the arms, letting go of doing, typing, carrying, moving things around. How deeply can we let go of doing more things? Just in one moment, how fully can I set down the burden? Non-doing through the legs, through the torso, settling into gravity. Settling into an intimacy with this place on the earth that I've chosen. or that has chosen me. Through the mind, the same process. Setting down the impulse into figuring out, complaining, celebrating, holding on to, with story, just setting down the urge to think. Thoughts come the same way impulses through the body come. Just let the impulse go by. Allowing a deep solitude to spread through the body. It's okay. It's okay, meditation tells us, to be alone in this very particular way. Alone with the world. The perfection of wisdom teachings, as recorded in the texts, begin with a great being. Known as Avalokiteshvara or Kuan Shuyin. Deep in meditation. This being's identity is charged and shaped by the energy of compassion, of care for beings. But at the opening of the perfection of wisdom, they are resting in meditation. Near their teacher, the Buddha, the Blessed One, who is deep in samadhi. The student, Kuan Yin, directs her mind to understand this body, its feelings, its perceptions and mind states and consciousness. So she's looking, or he's looking, for what this is. So we can do this with an eye of compassion, investigate the story of this body and the experience of a body. The experience of pleasure and pain, and how much meaning we wrap around it. Everything about how we perceive the world through the senses, how we make sense of it, how our nervous system responds, and even that there's a knowing of it at all. Avalokiteshvara Kuan Yin sees all of this with clarity. Clarity soaked in compassion. Do this. Notice that there's a body and a bodily experience here, and just know it for what it is. You could feel sensation and just think the word this. Or you can notice that it's changing and think change. Notice that you feel some things as pleasant and some as unpleasant. And just know that that's how it works. See how that happens. There's contact through the senses. You like some contact and you don't like some others. That's feeling. Just know it. The stories we spin around it, how we struggle, how we complain, how hard we work to get what we want and keep it. I think meditating in this way, we can just rest with the body, the feelings, the mind, with a kind of very tender presence. That's the compassion side of Avalokiteshvara Kuan Yin. Such tenderness for the life of a body. The surges of the heart. The mind so confused and longing. Hold this with deep tenderness and see what happens. What can you see that's true about this experience? We don't strain for insight. We just get quiet and close and intimate. We stay awake and look with every cell of the body. So we'll practice in this way, in silence for a while. Deep, compassionate presence with the invitation toward understanding, toward wisdom. And ultimately toward the deep peace that comes with awakening the eye of wisdom in this very body. Closing the meditation with the mantra of Prajna Paramita. The mantra that closes the sutra of the heart of the teaching of the perfection of wisdom. In Sanskrit, the mantra Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhi Swaha. So we'll sing that three times together. Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva Gate Gate Paragate